This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have. There never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball.
Money, money, money.
A lot of money, money, money is up for grabs, and because you people listening to this show, you wonderful people who have been with me for many, many years, and some newbies too as well, want to know what is happening with Powerball. So I'm going to tell you, even though we have a slew of other things that affect us in our backyards, I guess Powerball is the thing that we're all talking about. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging with us. And I am your conduit to the numbers in Powerball. I can tell you this. There are some people who won some money in the last Powerball drawing, but nobody won the billion plus. So you know what that means, right? Because there wasn't the winning numbers that were drawn for Wednesday's drawing. That means the next Powerball pull is up to that much more. 1.4, and I think it could even go a little higher than that. So somebody's going to strike it really, really rich if they get the numbers the next time around. It just keeps climbing and climbing and climbing. And yes, we know all the things. I've talked about them before. Oh, yes, you could get struck by lightning, which would be a terrible, terrible thing and a terrible tragedy. But just comparing the odds of that and for some other things to happen in your life. So to win the Powerball would be absolutely mind-blowing, right? Just absolutely mind-blowing. But like I said, there were people that won $10,000 and $50,000, a couple people who won $1 million, but they didn't have all of the numbers. So the next Powerball shoots way up again, and that means there's probably going to be more of a frenzy, even though we know it's insane, the craziness of trying to just randomly guess these numbers. That's why I say when we do Nail the Score, it's this fun promotion I have during football season on our Tuesday show in our first hour, last segment. You don't have to know butt kiss about football. You're just, I have the team, what the game of the week is. You're just picking who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. And just for doing that, at least three people at the end of the year are going to get some really sweet gift certificates, and if somebody nails the score, well, they clean out the prize closet. In this case, you would really clean up in a much different way if you hit the jackpot. And again, the cash option, the way it sits now, $1.40 billion. The cash option would be $600, meaning all the taxes are taken out. You're not jacking around with that. Uncle Sam takes his money. You're done. You're done. You're done. So the cash option would be $643.7 million. For that kind of money, you could get Ryan Reynolds to star in your future movie that you put together. You could be part owner of a team in professional sports. I don't know, you could start a professional pickleball league to rival the ones that are out there now because it's so wildly popular. Just the things that you could possibly dream up would all potentially happen for you because you had the cash to move mountains, right? Speaking of cash to move mountains, since I'm on the dollars and cents of things, I have to tell you about something that I have to tell you something that I read today that I kept reading over and over again because I thought, is this right? Am I reading this right? Do you know that owning a car, so we complain about the price of cars in the United States because they really have shot up. I mean, the average price, brand new ride we're talking about. So I'm not talking about a Tesla. I'm not talking about the souped up Cadillac you can get, a luxury high-end vehicle. I'm talking about a decent car. $48,000. So this isn't used. $48,000 for any of us. That's what you'd be looking at when you step foot in a showroom. But that's nothing compared to what we're talking about when you try to get a car in Singapore. Owning a car in Singapore, which is one of the world's most expensive countries, is a luxury, period, no matter what kind of car you're talking about. So right now, it's a minimum of, and we're talking not at any great shakes car, minimum of $76,000 to buy a very average, nothing souped up about it. You're going to be rolling down your own windows car. Wow. Oh, it's great to live in America, isn't it? An SUV, $106,000 plus. And this is not the high-end kind of SUV that I'm talking about. But, you know, if it's the world's most costliest city and there are so many people that live there, well, then, you know, you do the math. Of course, it's going to be much higher. But I thought that was astounding at just how high that was. The Bears, who were winless, did something for Dick Butkus, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. Dead at the age of 80, he was an incredible linebacker, and he was the epitome of what a Chicago Bear stood for, that crazy personality, outgoing personality, super popular. He was in TV and film, and he did a lot of games, that kind of thing. So people certainly knew him for what he did on the field. If you're in that age group, he retired at the age of 31, after playing part of the season in 73, because he had a terrible knee injury. He got into the Pro Football Hall of Fame first time he was eligible, and in the College Football Hall of Fame, of course, all of that. But people did know him because of other things, I think, that he starred in. So he was absolutely incredibly fierce, and I say rip to Dick Butkus. I had a chance in my career to interview him a couple times. He's always gracious, always gave me time. Even though I was like the brand new rookie green reporter, he would definitely sit and talk to me, and we had many, many great conversations. So good for the Bears. They break their winless streak. It kind of helps with all of that. 40-20 over Washington. They're 1-4. It was a big night for DJ Moore. 230 yards, 3 touchdowns. And that's also something people are talking about, and I think it's because of Dick Butkus, and of course it's Thursday Night Football anyway, if you were a football fan. The other thing that so many people are talking about is the border wall. And remember, I've said this in our last show, now other people are talking about this, but the Biden administration is extending the border wall that Donald Trump pushed. So you think, wait, is that accurate? Because of how much blowback there was about the whole wall thing. But they're building a new barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border, even though Biden promised when he was a candidate not to add to that wall. But it's all part of these federal laws, these 26 federal laws that they bypass, including, by the way, some environmental restrictions, to build this new section of the border wall. And they're talking about high illegal entry into the U.S., and that's the reason why it's being pushed forward. Wow, wow, wow. West to east and east to west next.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
America and everywhere in between. Raise your hand if you're in the fabulous Midwest, the South, the Southeast. I always say this, but I feel so privileged to have lived in this fabulous country in all of these quadrants. I call them quadrants, meaning that I've lived in the Southwest, the Southeast, the South, etc., and have had a chance to visit so many places. Not every place. And there certainly I have a list of like my dream is to go off on the road with the show and just go into every nook and cranny I could possibly find. But I feel privileged to have been and lived in many of the places across the states that are east to west and west to east and everything, you know, that you can imagine in between. I'll never forget. I'm just going to tell a quick Kate story. Let me tell a quick Kate story, then I'm going right to the headers. And just to show you why it's significant, because I bet some of you can relate to this if you've had to move. Since I went to the school in the Midwest, and I explored all around from Indiana to, you know, Michigan to Minnesota. I went to all those places, went to school in Ohio. But and when I got out, it was like, hey, I want to go where I can get a job on camera because I'm gonna do something. I'm going to anchor, report, whatever. And I was going with the first place I could get that would make sense, and it was Kearney, Nebraska. So then I got to travel across the U.S. and see that, and then my next place after that was El Paso, Texas, and I got to see, you know, it was great because I got to go through some unbelievable territory I had never seen before in my life, and then going to Albuquerque, and it's just beautiful, Arizona, all of that. All of that incredible space that we call part of the United States that, I don't know, maybe I would have seen it, but you think about going on vacations and family and where you are and you know, who knows. So let's start on the East Coast because I think this headline is hilarious. The New York Post is just famous for that, right? I just talked about the wall situation with Joe Biden now saying, you know, executive order, they're building up the wall in a big chunk of space in Texas. And the headline on the New York Post for today says, Floppy Joe. Ooh, so stings. The Biden administration admits acute and immediate need for border wall despite campaign vow that not another foot would be built. So instead, Secretary of Homeland Security announced on Wednesday 20 miles of the wall, in fact, will be built in the Rio Grande Valley in southeast Texas. You can bet, and he's already said a couple of things about this, but you can bet that Trump will be on the uptake for this, saying, see, I told you, look what they're doing. And so much of this is what we're seeing, especially with Venezuela and so many people fleeing Venezuela, but also the amount of people that have been coming in. And that's what they're saying. It's untenable. Something has to be done here. What are you going to do? I mean, look in New York. The mayor of New York has just thrown up his hands. And in Chicago, they're doing the same thing because now it's like a funnel system up through the Northeast and through the middle of the country. And there's not enough resources. So what do you do when there's not enough resources and nobody is helping you? Knock, knock at the federal government. It seems like we've been around this track a few times. All right. The other thing that everywhere in this country people have talked about is, did you hear what Trump said? He has the best knack of, no matter what, creating buzz of whatever he says. He had that as a business person. He had that as a television personality. And we know that he has that as a politician. No matter what your politics are, right? He can dominate with some of the things that he says. So Kevin McCarthy gets booted. Now there's this vacancy and there's a short list of who could be elected to Speaker of the House. So Trump says he's willing to serve as House Speaker for up to 90 days with a catch. He says, I'm not doing it because I want to. I'll do it if necessary should they not be able to make up their mind. If they can't make a decision, I am willing to step in. I will, I'll do it. And he said, he told Fox that he'll travel to Washington, he'll meet with Republican lawmakers on the Hill when the Republican conference is in full swing, and have a conversation about that. Because, look, the aftermath this week of the explosion of McCarthy's gone and in this unprecedented removal deal is that you got House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan from Ohio, and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, a guest on the show a bunch of different times, that have both thrown their hats into the ring for being the Speaker. And then there have been a couple of others that have also expressed an interest in doing that. Because you got to think about this. In January, we go all the way back to January, remember that? Where McCarthy was elected Speaker after 4 days, 15 ballots, and only after a number of dissenters voted present instead of for a McCarthy alternative. So he was on shaky ground from the beginning. But the stake went into the heart of the whole matter. Once he agreed to the stopgap measure, you just knew Matt Gaetz, the congressman from Florida, was gun informed. So that's old history. He's done. He's out. He's not coming back. That's it. It's who's next. And it's just funny and interesting that, yeah, Trump turns that into, hey, let it be me. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to step up and take the mantle for the cause. All right, let's go to the Midwest and tell you what's being talked about in some areas of the Midwest anyway. And if we look at Chicago, for example, of course, we're talking about the great Hall of Famer, Dick Butkus, who I mentioned, dead at the age of 80. It's just an icon there. Talking about the Bears snapping their skid. That is huge, huge news. And then we're talking about this. And it goes along with the immigration thing. You think of the wall and whatnot. Mayor Brandon Johnson is exploring a backup plan to tent cities for migrants as the governor, Pritzker, says more state funding is unlikely. So see, this is what's happening. Saying, yeah, we don't have any money. I mean, this is a horrible situation. Yeah, it's terrible. But we don't have a solution for you. We got no money. We have no money. So now they got to figure out, well, what are we going to do? Because we are stuck. And I don't know. We got to figure out what it is that needs to happen here, because we're being overrun, and it's not humane, and it's terrible, and you have young kids involved in some cases in this, and so we can't just say, well, we have no answer. We got to figure out what the answer is, and now it's on the mayor's plate, and that's what keeps happening. The mayor of Philadelphia, the mayor of New York, the mayor of Chicago, name a city in the United States where this is happening. It's happening in Texas too, but that's part of the whole idea of where that wall is being built up. All right, so then we jump to the West Coast, and this is also something that's being talked about across the country, because some people are still trying to wrap their mind around cryptocurrency, right? And then there are others who are kind of involved in it. Then there are others who jumped in when nobody really understood what it was, and they actually made some money and they got out of the whole cryptocurrency thing. So you got this FTX founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, who on Thursday, as the company's co-founder, began his testimony telling a New York jury that he and Bankman-Fried committed financial crimes and lied to the public before the cryptocurrency trading platform collapsed last year. So Gary Wang is the guy. He said he committed wire, securities, and commodities fraud as the chief technical officer at FTX, after also sharing ownership in Alameda Research, which was, get this, the cryptocurrency hedge fund that he and Bankman-Fried started in 2017, and that's what they used to withdraw $8 billion in FTX funds illegally. So, he knew he was going to flip, right? Of course he's going to flip. And this really was based on the West Coast, but now that's all being tried in New York. So before the trial began, even, prosecutors promised to use testimony from Bankman-Fried's trusted inner circle to prove he intentionally stole from customers and investors and then lied about it. Yeah, and it was the little people who scraped together some funds to jump into the crypto game. Coming up, your thoughts as we hit the mailbag.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to Israel amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas.
I am convinced that American diplomacy can make a difference in moving everyone to a better place.
He said that during his visit, he will engage with Israeli leaders on specific measures to reduce civilian casualties in Gaza. House Speaker Mike Johnson stated that the Republicans are nearing a decision on whether to pursue impeachment against President Biden.
Very soon we are coming to a point of decision on it. So we're going to follow the evidence where it leads. And we'll see.
He emphasized that the investigation into potential illegal gains from Biden's family's foreign business dealings are still underway. Republicans have alleged that Biden engaged in an influence-peddling scheme. DoorDash is trying out a new policy regarding non-tipping customers, cautioning them about potential delays in their deliveries. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A ton of them on a lot of different things. So let's just dive right into it. This one is from Cedric, who says, Kate, I'm listening to you in the great state of Texas. I know where you spent a big chunk of your life. We miss you here. I'm sure you miss the State Fair of Texas. I think you even broadcast from the State Fair a couple of times in your career. And I was wondering if you heard the story about the huge grammatical error that was made on the front sign of the Texas State Fair that people caught, and it was viral and went, you know, all around the world and made the people who put that sign up look like dummies. I think they fixed it, though. What was your favorite part about the State Fair? My favorite part, of course, the food, right? The whatever crazy fried thing that we were willing to try. When I first moved to Texas, this is going to really blow some people's minds, but I never had a corn dog. I never had a corn dog. And when I had one, I was like, oh, I totally get this now. Totally get it. So it was hard for me to veer off that, but there was always something else that was fried. So that would, it's going to be the food, you know. It's
It's everything else. I like the 4-H things, and but definitely the food. Okay, and so people know this. There was a sign in front of this huge, I mean, the State Fair of Texas is giant. It's one of the biggest in the country. And the sign said, "Howdy, folks, we're glad you're here," right? But they spelled "you're" wrong. So you know how they spelled it. Y-O-U-R, you're, instead of Y-O-U, apostrophe, R-E. They didn't do that. So anyway, it got fixed. You're and you're. You got to put that up there. So they fixed it, and then this is what happens, right? That part doesn't go viral. The correction doesn't go viral. Of course it doesn't. Okay, so thanks for that, Cedric. Walk down memory lane. And yes, I did do a bunch of broadcasts out there. It was always super fun. It was, you just have really funny guests on, and I enjoyed it. All right, let's go to Sam, who says, wow. Kate, do you think that what's happening with Donald Trump is going to be the thing that takes him down? Or do you think that it's just going to make him even more popular? Boy, that's a tricky question. If you're just talking about when you say take him down, I'm assuming you mean that, okay, this New York judge in this, that in the trial that's going on now, he's presiding over the fraud trial. He's appointed a monitor over Trump's assets. So does that all get taken down? Like the whole LLCs supposedly in New York are going to be gone. And what does that mean? Is if you're saying, does that take him down monetarily? If you're talking about support, oh, any of the polls you look at, no, there's no survey that I can see where he's not crushing everybody. I mean, there just was another survey that came out. The Survey USA poll, 7-1 lead on the entire Republican field, right? Just huge. The Marquette poll, just same thing. Just wide gap, wide, wide, wide gap. So, of course, he's even leading Joe Biden, the current president, by 3 points among registered voters in this Marquette Law School poll that just came out the other day. And that's the margin of error when you're talking about the two of them going head to head, but just nobody's close. Nobody's close. Yeah. Okay. So I hope that answers that question. You were vague on the take them down, take down the businesses. I think, yeah, there's big problems with that in New York, but the other indictments, the other trials, all of that, they have different aspects to them, I don't think it all plays out even before you get to the primary. So there you go. All right, let's go to Joel, who says, Kate, I am just so tired of the nonsense in Washington. It seems like, I'm sure you could look up shows from the entire time you've been on the air, and we always are complaining about the people that we elect and who we don't like that's in the White House and who we don't like that's running and all the things in between that annoy us. But I think people forget it's our money, it's our government, it's we the people. That's that Declaration of Independence. That's the Constitution. And I really believe we need to hold the people we elect accountable, right? I mean, they have to get votes for things, I get that. And sometimes they're on their own island and nobody's jumping on board. But I think it's so important to see what's happening with the things that are not flowing in D.C. that should. Like, I don't understand why. I understand why a budget would be a huge budget. I understand why, obviously, this is a different kind of, these are different kinds of circumstances we're dealing with in modern times versus 60, 70 years ago. But they had to deal with a constituency that was growing. They had to deal with the population. They had to deal with other things. So I'm sorry, not being able to negotiate and figure this out is just unacceptable. Imagine if any of us ran our companies that way or worked for companies and ran our departments that way or balanced our checkbooks that way, so to speak. It wouldn't work out great for us. But no one would feel sorry for us either. Well, that's why you vote. That's why I always say, you know, you got to pay attention. Pay attention to who represents you, how they're voting for real. Not just on a couple of big things you hear or what's being pumped out on a commercial. Find out what the ways they're voting, and are they there? Are they present for the votes? You know, and all of that. All of that's important, especially on issues that are personal to you, that affect you and affect your state and affect the country. Okay, here's one from Joseph who says, wow, at the pump, paying for gasoline, boy, if you have to get premium, you know, Godspeed. Getting regular is much better, obviously. I think the national average for gas is likely to go and shoot up again because of what we are seeing as far as refinery and as far as the what it costs for a barrel on the markets. You talk about that a lot, Kate. And I don't believe we have a tolerance for that. I do believe you're right when you say the high water mark seems to be $4. So what do you think happens? That's such a great question, right? So if you were in, you're talking about premium prices. I mean, that's the thing. If you were, I said this the other day, and I just got a text before I went on the air from my friend in California because I asked her to keep me abreast of what she's paying. She does have to get premium because that's the kind of car she drives. And it was, what did she tell me? It was over $7 and it was $112 to fill up. $112 to fill up in a city where they're car centric and that's the way you got to commute. So good luck, right? You're going to pay. What do I think is going to happen? I think you've got to watch what's happening with OPEC, and you watch what's OPEC and what the Saudis are doing is huge, and that impacts the United States. And you know, what's the backup plan? And that's key. What is the backup plan? Because I'll tell you what, we do not have an appetite in this country for the HOV lane. In fact, I don't know anyone, and I'm sure there's probably somebody out there that does it, but we don't have those kinds of jobs anymore. Half the people work from home maybe a couple days a week and then have to go in. And who are you coordinating your upside-down schedule with to go and commute where you're jumping in an HOV lane? And there's places where it would be great if you had to do that. Los Angeles is a perfect example. San Francisco is a perfect example. I was in Miami. Miami is a nightmare. You have to take that express lane, or who knows how long you could be stuck in traffic. Washington, D.C., anybody commuting into Washington, D.C., the very, very same thing. It is absolutely awful. All right, I want to try to squeeze in another one, maybe two. This is from Jack, who says, hey, Kate, I am really, really, really astonished by that whole nonsense with the iPhone 15. It is crazy that they are just so iconic that you can go and buy the latest, greatest phone, line up like you're lining up to see your favorite rock star for a concert, get in the door, get the phone, and then it overheats. And then you have to wait for what's coming out next to try to correct the problem. I mean, it seems like when you spend a ton of money, you would expect something to work, but we have a real big tolerance for forgiveness with technology when it comes to all things Apple. Well said. Hashtag tolerance for Apple mistakes. Yeah, I agree with you. That's exactly right. Because you want it, and especially young people. I was on a train maybe a year ago, and there was these two young boys were talking to me, probably middle school, and they asked me about my phone because I had an iPhone, and I said, oh well, it looks like you have a good phone. They're like, nah, it's not an iPhone. It's an Android. It's not an iPhone. And they were all into it. What did it cost? How many apps can you put in? Ask me all kinds of questions, which, of course, I can only answer, I don't know, 50% of them. Send me your thoughts on anything, day or night. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
guys, why settle for poor quality powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Talk about cybersecurity all the time, and what's your strategy? Do you have a strategy? Valerie Aubin is with us. She is the global cyber strategy lead for Accenture. That sounds like a great job. And we're going to talk about cybersecurity because it is October Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So Valerie, thanks for hopping on.
Well, thank you so much, Kate. Happy to be here to talk about what we found in our latest research.
Yes, so tell us about the research. What were some of the nuggets that you found?
Well, it's really interesting, Kate. You're right. It is the 20th anniversary of National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and this research of over 1,000 CEOs that were surveyed shows that while we have a lot of awareness, right, 96% of our CEOs know that cybersecurity is really important for their business and their business growth. But unfortunately, there's a disconnect between that awareness and action, and only 5% of CEOs surveyed are actually doing the things necessary to be CEOs that are cyber resilient leaders.
Wow. That's so surprising based on what we're seeing in the world today. And like you said, the 20th anniversary of it. So I think about the beginning of people talking about it and where we are now. So what are the biggest challenges, the cybersecurity risks really, that CEOs are facing?
You know, it's a really complex world, right? And I understand that CEOs have a lot on their plate. But we know that the risks from a cybersecurity perspective are just getting, you know, greater and greater and expanding every single day. So whether that's the issue of greater dependence on technology just to make your business run, most businesses are completely changing, reinventing how they use technology to support their customers. And that use of technology, we're hearing a lot about AI and Gen AI, it really needs to be secure from the beginning. The other challenge is just rising geopolitical risk. This is expanding the threat landscape and changing the way in which it operates. And then we also know there's rising regulatory expectations, including specifically around how companies protect data and how they actually report breaches to regulators when they occur. And then, you know, there's just this expanding dependency on third parties, which also can increase your attack surface everywhere.
I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, third party's huge. And again, this piggybacks off of what we just talked about there and what you threw in. But how do most executives prepare for a cyber attack right now? How are they preparing for it?
Well, it's really interesting because most CEOs, the majority of the CEOs we surveyed, really treat it like it's only going to matter in the crisis and that it only requires episodic intervention. And honestly, that's just not going to cut it in the world that we're in today with emerging technology and how it's going to change the way all of our businesses operate. And so what we're saying here is that we have to move from treating this as like a siloed technology capability, of which the majority of CEOs think that that's okay, like your information security guy or gal can just handle this problem for you, to actually something that every single member of the senior leadership of the C-suite has a tailored and specific accountability to address cyber resilience.
Wow. Well, I think that's so key. So what, talking about cyber resilience, what can CEOs learn from those CEOs who are, even if it's a small amount, are taking precautionary measures?
Yes, yeah, so there are really five things that we learned from the cyber CEO resilient leaders. The first is that they're the ones that are embedding cybersecurity in their business strategies and their products and services up front. The second thing is they're really focused on a culture of cybersecurity where they hold their entire C-suite accountable, all of their senior leaders accountable for cybersecurity and resilience in a way that is specific to their job, their role, and their teams. The third thing is they're actually securing technology from the start. They're not waiting to layer it on after the fact or when a problem occurs. They're actually imbuing and embedding cybersecurity in the technology, especially as they start to use emerging tech like AI and Gen AI.
Yeah.
The fourth thing is that they're thinking about partnership, how they work with all of their third parties and their vendors in this entire ecosystem to secure their businesses. And the final thing is they're treating it like a continuous priority that requires the CEO involvement and action.
Yeah. Well, this was all brilliant stuff for sure. Where can we go to learn more?
Well, thank you so much. It is essential reading, and we're telling everybody to go and download the report at Accenture.com/cyberCEO.
Valerie, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. So you think about that. Really go to Accenture.com and check that out because it is so astounding to me that this would be left on the table to chance. I mean, are you kidding? Cyber resiliency? We see it every single day. In fact, we were talking about how the casinos in Vegas were being held up by that. And it is so surprising to me what she said about that episodic intervention. And that they're just kind of siloed, like, okay, it's think of the person who's the technology person. It's your job, fix it. And I can remember I worked at some really huge broadcast facilities. And of course we had computers and there would be things that would happen. And that's what would happen. There'd be somebody that, can you fix it? How fast can you fix it? What's happening? How fast can we get this up, that up? And it looks like somebody hacked in and, what an incredible nightmare. And I think more money just needs to be spent on that because, listen, we know we've had a lot of technology people on, and trust me, the bad guys spend their day figuring out ways that they can get to us? How can they break through? What is it they need to do? I mean, this is why you have protections on your computers. You know this because you can't afford to not have that, even as an individual. So now you imagine you multiply that. Look at the data that's been stolen. Look at what's happened to Target and so many other big stores and what that's meant for business. And now, especially when you get the malware thing and you're held hostage and you decide, are you paying the ransom? You know, are you paying the ransom to get the switch thrown and have everything working the way it should be working? All right, I have some bad news for you. If you're a fan of the Raspberry Rally Girl Scout cookie, they're not going to be sold in 2024. You know what? I never even tried them. I just know that a lot of people seem to like them. Just give me the old-fashioned mints, right? Give me the mint cookies. They're the best. Or the peanut butter cookies. I get that you have to reinvent now and then, but it's come to just give me what was old school. I'll take the old school stuff. And I'll tell you what, cookie prices, there's kind of bracing for the cookie prices going up. I mean, it's a thing, the Girl Scouts. I guarantee that at least 80%, maybe even more, of this audience, at some point, small town, big suburb, big city, wherever you live, doesn't matter, out in the country, way out in the country, then you come in once in a while, there are Girl Scouts somewhere selling those cookies, like in front of a store. It happens everywhere I live. There's never been a place I've lived, small, medium-sized city, suburb, whatever, big place, where there hasn't been that. So cookie prices are going from $5 to $7 in 2024. And, of course, it depends on where you live. Because the Girl Scout councils set their own prices. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. So in some places, they're keeping them down. They're trying to keep them down a little bit. And the other prices, they're just going to go up a little bit because of the way inflation is. And they have to do that to make the profit. What's wild is the Girl Scouts sell about 200 million boxes of cookies. That's $800 million worth of cookies. Whoever came up with the brilliant idea of that, you know, the woman who started Girl Scouts in the United States, her name is Juliet Gordon Lowe. And they were originally baked at home. It was the 1920s. You know, they cost 25 cents to 35 cents a dozen. And, of course, now sold by the box. But who knew back then what that would turn out to be? What a great moneymaker to make sure that the Girl Scouts could operate. $800 million. There is no better fundraiser. Well, except for if we're talking about PACs and we're talking about politics. Thanks, all of you, for listening to the show. And a big shout-out to Alex Kay for his fine work on the technicals. My friends, be safe, be sane. For goodness sake, be happy.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.